Prepared for you before you arrived on earth. He prepared for you before you arrived on earth. You are not here by accident. You are not wasting your life. You are not wasting your time. You are not at the mercy of any devil. You are not at the mercy of any witch. He said, before I formed thee, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth, I ordained thee and sanctified thee. Before I came forth, Lord, you knew me. Before I was conceived. As I live my life, one day at a time, Lord, I know that you cannot leave me alone. As I live my life, one day at a time, Lord, I know that you cannot leave me alone. I will trust in you.
I will trust in you. Hold on and hold on.
I'm from sunset until the rising of the sun.
I trust in you, to you, until the setting of the sun.
To you from sunset until the rising of the sun.
Lift up your hands everywhere. Maintain quietness. Lift your hands up. The presence of Jesus is everywhere and is here to touch. Will you whisper his name, Jesus? Rescue you from that loneliness. Rescue you from that rejection. Rescue you from that frustration. No. That's right. Trust in you and hold on to you from sunrise until the setting of the sun. Not fail you, brother. He will not fail you, sister. Everything around you may fail, but he will not fail you.
See you.
Shaba. And hold on to you. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. Pray in the spirit. Breaking, something is breaking. A limitation just broke. A limit just broke. A limitation just broke now. A restriction just broke now. Something just broke. Something just broke. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you for a night like this. Thank you for assuring your people that trusting in you pays. Thank you for breaking the limit over that man. Breaking the limit over that woman. Breaking the siege. Thank you, Lord, for breaking the ancestral curse, the generational curse, the family curse, the occultic witchcraft curse. Thank you for breaking. Just worship in the spirit for 1 minute. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, El Gibor. Thank you, Mekadesh. We worship you. We glorify tonight. With your hands up. Something just broke. Something just happened. It's the beginning of a new phase and a new stage and a new season and a new chapter in somebody's life. It doesn't matter what the enemy has concluded regarding your life. Who is he that saith and it cometh to pass when God commands it not? He is the God who frustrates the tokens of liars and makes diviners mad. He disappoints the device of the crafty and their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He frustrated the tokens of liars. He makes diviners mad. What the enemy planned concerning our nation, concerning our church, concerning the body of Christ, concerning your life and your family is hereby frustrated. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give him the praise as you take your seat. What a song.
I will trust in you. I will hold on to you. From sorrow till the city of the soul.
I will trust.
And from night till morning, I don't have an alternative. Is there anybody like that? My trust is in you. I don't have option B.
He will not fail you. In Jesus' name.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. I welcome everyone here to this service. Yes.
But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We may grow up into him in all things. Speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, and that includes in love things. Growing in love is our objective, is our message tonight. Growing in love. Growing in love. Our objective is to understand the factors that facilitate the growth of love. What things will help us to grow in our love walk. Love is a spiritual virtue. Love is a spiritual fruit.
Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love is a spiritual virtue. Love is a spiritual fruit. And because it is a virtue, it is a fruit, it grows. Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 2, the A part, talks about the growth. He said, thou hast planted them here. They have taken root, they grow. They bring forth fruit. Whatever is a fruit, whatever is a planting, grows. Everything that is a spiritual grace has the capacity to grow. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 said, grow in grace. You are at a level of love now. And this love is in degrees, is in dimensions, is in phases. Joseph loved those who wanted to kill him until he threw a party for them when he saw them. He threw a party for them, his brethren. He asked them, he said, how many are you? They said to him, we are 12 brothers, but one has died. And they were talking to Joseph. And they were the ones who were meant to have been responsible for his death. One is dead, 11 are alive. And they were talking to the one that they claim they have killed. And Joseph didn't say, so one is dead. All right, let me see how many of you will go back home. He threw a feast for them. Gave them the best part of Egypt. Because love is in levels. What do we do to grow our love to higher levels? What do we do to experience higher manifestations of our love life? Number one is closeness to God or intimacy with God. Closeness to God, intimacy with God. What is clear from scripture is that God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. And he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. Proverbs 13 verse 20. If he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, then he that walketh with love shall be loved. As God is love. It is not possible for anybody to know God and be close to God and not love people. Examples, Joseph, I just mentioned. Joseph had a closeness with God. Genesis 39 verse 2, verse 21 also. And the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. And because the Lord was with Joseph, Joseph would look at prisoners in the prison and have compassion on them. And serve them. Interpret their dreams. Answer their questions. Joseph would look at those who plan to kill him and speak gently with them and give them accommodation. When the people thought after his father died that Joseph was going to revenge, in Genesis chapter 50 and in verse 21, Joseph spoke something to them. It's no, from verse 20. The people said, but as for you, Joseph said, but as for you, you thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good. To bring to pass as it is this day. To save much people alive. Now therefore, don't fear. Because our father has died, you think I'll revenge? I could revenge even when he was alive. Don't fear. I will nourish you.
and your little ones, and he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. Those were the people that plotted to kill him, sold him into slavery. They were responsible for 13 years of hardship for Joseph's life. Yet, he could not retaliate. Why? The Lord was with Joseph, and Joseph was with the Lord. It is not possible for anybody to claim to know God and to love God and to have intimacy with God and not flow effortlessly in love. Christianity equals hypocrisy without charity. It equals hypocrisy without charity. It equals hypocrisy without love. Example number two, David. David maintained such a high level of intimacy with God. Psalm 27 verse 4, he said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after." He desired of the Lord and to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. That was the passion David had for God. In Psalm 55 and in verse 17, he said, "At evening and morning and noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." That was his passion for God. Psalm 119 verse 164. There he said, "Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment." Psalm 42 verse 1 to 2. "As the heart pants after the water brooks, so my soul pants for you." You can keep on going on and on and on and on and on. Psalm 122 verse 1. "I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord." Psalm 84 verse 1 all the way to verse 4. You see David after the tabernacles of God. "How amiable are thy tabernacles? My soul is longing. My soul even fainted for the cause of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God." That was the kind of person that David was. Passionate lover of God. No wonder. When he saw people that were indebted, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was distressed, everyone that was discontented, he gathered area boys, gathered them together. 1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 2, I believe. He gathered them together, and everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, that was discontented, he gathered them and he became a captain over them. And they were with him about 400 men. This man moved with passion and compassion for people. One day he was pursuing a troop, and they saw a man in the field. Instead of pursuing the troop, he stopped first, took the man, fed him, revived him. Closeness to God equals a heart overflowing with love. Overflowing with love for people. Overflowing with love. John the Beloved, that is called John the Apostle, the one who wrote 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, the one who wrote the book of Revelation, John the Revelator. He was the apostle who had one of the closest, if not the closest, intimacy with Jesus. In John chapter 13, verse 23, when they were asking a question, the Bible says, "Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom Jesus spoke." He was talking about somebody who would betray him. And they were asking the one that was closest to him. He then lying on Jesus' breast. You know how little baby lie on the chest of their master? That was how John the Beloved lay on the chest of Jesus permanently. He reclined. Lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus did not answer the rest until this man talked. And then Jesus said, "He to whom I shall give this up." This was the kind of relationship John had with the master. In John chapter 19 verse 26, John followed him to the foot of the cross. Foot of the cross. Peter had denied and disappeared since. All the others had run away since. John followed with the women, with Mary, the mother of Jesus, to the foot of the cross. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved,
He said unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son. This man loves me so much, I want to hand you over to him as I die. I won't take care of you better than him. Me and him are almost one now. I won't take care of you better than this man. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. When we traveled some time ago to some New Testament sites between Greece and Turkey, some time ago, they told us about the house of this John, where Mary stayed. I think somewhere in Ephesus or something. Am I communicating at all? That was the love affair between this disciple and Jesus Christ. No wonder, when it was time to reveal the secret of the end time to somebody, it was John, this revelator. He revealed that secret to him. He showed him the book of Revelation. He appeared to him in his glory. And what is more, there is no other apostle who talked about love than John. The book of John, 1 John, 2 John, love not the world, none of the things of the world. If anybody love not his brother, he abideth in death. God is love, 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 love. If you are to look at the whole of the New Testament, he's talking about love because he has been with love. If God is love and a man hangs around love, he has no option but to manifest love. What God do we hang around where we hate our wives with passion? Our husband, our children, our friends and loved ones. Which God are we hanging around with? I heard a woman who used to sing in the choir when she claims to be praying. And doesn't have any time for her husband. I'm not in this church though. I don't think there's anybody like that here. Doesn't have any time. And when the husband said, "Madam, can you get me this kind of thing?" She said, "Satan, pack your load and go." He's talking about her husband. Somebody say amen. Closeness. Intimacy with Elohim. Intimacy with El Shaddai. The closer you get to God, the higher you rise in love. I've told you before. I've been praying for 3 hours or 4 hours or 5 hours or 6 hours studying the Bible, and I come out of my closet and I open my arms very wide, smiling and going in the direction of my wife, hugging. "How are you? How is your day? Everything okay?" And she's smiling back at me and she says, "Oh, I like the way you are looking. Just go back there and be more like this." Any prayer you came out from, you are shouting on everybody. It must not be God you saw. I am sure that it wasn't God you encountered. It wasn't love you encountered. It was one thing that I know. You cannot gaze upon God and not, you can't gaze upon. The only thing you can see out of his face is liquid love. You can't. It's not possible. No matter whether it was a dream you saw, a vision, a revelation, or study of the word, you encounter pure, unadulterated love. Closeness to God. Number two, light from scripture will grow you in love. It will facilitate love. Light from scripture. It is clear that light assists walk. Psalm 119. Verse 109. Right, okay. 130. "The entrance of thy word, it giveth me light, and it giveth understanding to the simple." Light assists walk. In Insight affects lifestyle. Take note of those things. Light assists walk. Insight affects lifestyle. The kind of things you see in scripture affects the way you live your life. Third, revelation fuels action. The revelation you have out of scripture is fuel for action. And fourth, knowledge influences behavior. Knowledge. It influences behavior. That is why people say, I have done everything to the best of my knowledge. I have done everything to the best of my knowledge. To the extent you know, to that extent you behave. Psalm 56 verse 13. The A part, it says, for thou hast delivered, okay, B part. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. You will not deliver my feet from, will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before the Lord in the light of the living. Light makes us walk. Psalm 89 verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 5. O house of Israel, of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Light affects walk. Light affects walk. Light affects walk. Light affects walk. If you know, for example, that the profitability and productivity of your spirituality. Did you hear what I just said? The productivity and profitability of your spirituality is hanging on your love life. We said that on Sunday. The productivity and profitability of your spirituality. Everything you are doing spiritually, whether they are going to be productive and profitable, is determined by your love walk. If you know that, nobody will beg you to stop unforgiveness and bitterness. If I speak in the tongues of men and tongues of angels, we read it on Sunday, and I have not love, I am just making noise. So prayer becomes noise without love. If I have all knowledge and I know all mysteries, and I knew everything. Okay, I have the gift of prophecy. I understood all mystery. I have all knowledge. That's, I have every insight. And I'm not walking in love. He said, it adds to me no value. That is, your revelation is a waste without love. If I have faith and I can move mountains, if it is possible, without love, it adds me no worth. That is, faith is fake without love. Then he said, if I give my house to be burnt, and I have given everything I want, even if I give myself, and I have not love, it profits me nothing. That is, your returns and reward on kingdom practices is zero without love. Do you understand? If you know a thing like that, will you be playing with you don't greet me, I don't greet you. Will you be playing with such a thing? And when Job prayed for his friends, God turned his captivity. If you want God to turn your captivity, will you be managing bitterness? Am I communicating at all? So it is important to know that light from scripture, it helps us in our love walk. All the things we've been sharing this month, please don't just let them come to pass. Hang on them. Put them into practice. There are people you need to call up. There are people you need to chat up. And I'm so happy because a lot is happening from all over the world. People are testing and testifying the revolution happening to them. Somebody is sending me a text message. Please pray for my brother. This brother of mine did so terrible wickedness, but you have been preaching on love and he needs my help. Now I'm going to help him. We had all manner of messages. Somebody talked about somebody who offended her and she couldn't forgive the person. But after hearing the message, she reached out to that person and the person was apologizing and thanking her for reaching back to her and just grateful that she was able to reach back to her. That person just released herself and released the other person and cleared her pathway to eternity. Hallelujah. This is light from scripture. Number two, three, association with the loving. Association with the loving. You know? You know that association affects. Now, take note of four things. First, association affects action. The way you act is predictable based on the kind of people you associate with. Second, company affects mindset. The way you think is affected by who is around you. Third, company affects lifestyle. You may not be a thief now, but remain with thieves for a while, and you wouldn't know when your lifestyle changed. You may not be a prostitute now, but remain with them for a while, and you wouldn't know when your lifestyle changed. You may not be a drunkard now, but hang around them for a while. Company affects lifestyle. And finally, company affects choices. The choice you make, what you decide to choose, is affected by the people that surrounds you. We already read Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20, where he said, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33, he said, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Which means good communications can correct bad manners. Right? Now we have that. And then Acts chapter 4 verse 13, we saw how the boldness of Peter and John exploded because they hung around Jesus. The behavior of Jesus' disciples changed because some people hung around them. Now, that man that was in the field that David revived in 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 11, 12, 13, 14, that Egyptian man who was the servant of an Amalekite, it was not David himself who found him. David and his men had been hit. They were pursuing the enemies to recover their things. They found a dying man in the field. David's men carried him and brought him to David. What will make area boys to have pity on anybody because somebody pitied them? These were the men that were broken, that were beaten, that were scattered, that were butchered, that were shattered, discontented, in distress, and indebted, that David rescued. Even though they were in a hurry to go and recover their wives and children, they saw somebody on the road who needed mercy and they stopped. They forgot their own agenda, had mercy on the man because somebody first had mercy on them. They hung around a man who had a heart for people. Sit down. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please be careful who you hang around with. They may either correct your heart or corrupt your mind. How many of you know that people are of different principles in this world? You can be in the same church with a person and not have the same principles with the person. I'm telling you the truth. You can have the same mother, the same father. You can go to the same school, the same Bible school, and not have the same principles with the person. And don't think that And don't ever surrender your good principles because of the sentiment of any person. I remember some time ago, I was somewhere and I was moved to give people little tokens. Like, I don't know, I can't remember the exact thing, but I was giving them this one, take your own. Just little tokens. I think it was a season of Christmas, something like that. And I was giving people. Somebody there told me, say, all these people, what you are giving them is too much per person. Reduce the amount. It's too much per person. Reduce it. That is that person's life's principle. It's a tight-fisted person who does not understand the meaning of benevolence. One thing to correct my generosity. To correct and corrupt. And I had the choice to hear that person and reduce myself in who I am and short circuit my rewards with God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There are people you may see who may tell you, don't be too nice. People will take you for granted. That is their principle. Oh yes, it is true. And I'll be talking about that later. People actually take people for granted. And also there is a level of generosity that becomes stupidity. And there is a need for the balance in all of that. I am aware of all that. But where you have quality principles, realize that you need people who have similar mindset to facilitate what you do. This is one of the things I believe. And I believe it is scriptural. It is better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong crowd. He said, if your hand offend you, cut it off. If your leg offend you, cut it off. If your eye... Have you heard that scripture before? It's better to go to heaven without one hand. What is it? It is the principle of elimination of the wrongness of association. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. It's better. I mean, it's good to have a good company. But if you don't have a good company, don't force yourself because you need company. Work with a bad one. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. The most important principles to uphold is the principles of the scripture. I told somebody yesterday, I say, every law that is contrary to the Bible has the right to be broken. That was what Daniel did when he broke the laws of Persia. That was what all those Hebrew children did when they asked them to bow to another God. They say, never. It is the law of the land to worship another God. We break that law. Association with the loving. God has brought me into contact with and may God bless you to marry a good wife. And may God help you to marry a good husband. Because you have the heart of love. Your husband has the opposite heart. You have the heart of a giver. Your wife has the heart of a keeper. Calamity, disaster, and when you combine the two, it is called catastrophe. Calamity and disaster equals catastrophe. Senior calamity. It's like senior brother of Wahala. That's Wahaloos. Praise the Lord. You will find the right person. I don't know how many times I cleaned our account in favor of God and massively releasing one for one thing or the other. And I said, and my wife is holding all our checkbooks. I don't have one in my possession. The way I don't have any church checkbook in my possession. And it is with the accounts. In the same manner, I don't have one single check of mine in my possession. So we're going to sign this out. It's with my wife. That's the family check is with my wife. The church check is with the account. So if she wants, she can sign everything out. But she's trusted not to sign it out. And she has never and will never. What is possible? Some wives will have signed it since. Wait, they can forge the signature. But you don't do that. Now, Anna, I want to sign this out in favor of the kingdom. Yes, sir. Not a matter of what will we do. What of children's school fees? What of this? What of that? God is on the throne. And he will handle it. And he has never failed once. May God give you correct associations. Correct associations. Association with the loving. Number four, vibrancy in the spirit. Vibrancy in the spirit. Throughout scripture, it is clear that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of love. Romans chapter 5 and in verse 5, the Bible says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Love shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of love. Galatians chapter 5 and in verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Flowing in the Spirit is flowing in love. Vibrancy in the Spirit is vibrancy in love. If you are doing it genuinely, it is a love irrigation. Paul the Apostle, a man of the Spirit, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18, he said, I speak in tongues more than you all. 1 Corinthians 14:18. In Ephesians chapter 16, verse 18, he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That was the kind of man Paul the Apostle was. A man who walked in the Spirit. Look at what Paul said in Romans chapter 9 verse 3. He said, I wish that I am accursed. I wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren. Lord, I wish you can send me to hell and save Israel. That's the meaning of that. Accursed from Christ. Cut me off from Christ. Send me to hell if you can save the Jews. He prayed the same prayer that Moses prayed in Exodus 32:32. Cut me off. Cut me off from Christ. What a heart. He said the Jews have a righteousness that is zeal that is not according to knowledge. They have a righteousness that is after the law. And now the Gentiles that they are despising have received Christ. And the Jews are still not knowing what the Messiah is. Cut me off Christ and save them. Is this possible? Easy to pray. Father said, send me to hell and save my family. Not many mortal human beings can pray such. the world of dog eat dog that we are in. Every man to your tent, O Israel. Jungle justice. Let me be accursed. Can you give me another translation? Maybe it may put it better for us. Like the New Living Translation, the Living Bible, or any of those very, very aggressive. You might. For my people, my Jewish brothers and sisters, I will be willing to be forever cursed, cut off from Christ, if that will save them. See it again. For my people, for my Jewish brothers and sisters, I am willing to be forever cursed and cut off from Christ. That is, go to hell, if that will save them. If it were possible, I would wish that I myself were accursed, separated and banished from Christ for the sake of the salvation of my brothers, my natural kinsmen. What a heart. Is it confirmed what I told you now? Cut me off. Send me to hell. Save them. Is that possible? I'm ready. It's better for one man to go to hell and the whole nation go to heaven than this man go to heaven and the whole nation go to hell. If there were any way I could be cursed by the Messiah so they could be blessed by him, I would do it in a minute. Message Bible, they are my family. What was the man doing? I pray in tongues more than you all. Praying always in the spirit. Beloved, I welcome you today. This thing we are saying is real. It's very, very real. Very, very real. Vibrancy in the spirit. The Holy Ghost irrigates our hearts with the love of God. Any tongue you are speaking that you don't love people, you are happy when brothers are erring. You are jubilating when people are making mistakes. You rejoice when people are falling. You are happy when people lost their job. What a world. Then something is wrong. That Holy Ghost must be another Holy Ghost. You know, there are people, when they ask questions, how are you doing? They expect a negative answer. I'm still struggling. Then they say, it is well. God will soon answer you. They are happy to hear that answer. When the person says everything is in shape, they say, God is faithful. Things are happening at high frequency. In fact, I can't thank God enough. They say, Because that is not what they are expecting to hear. They want the person to confirm that their struggle is continuing. Everything has changed. It's okay. So. Something like, we are watching. Let's see how long the change will remain. Hallelujah. Finally, what do we do to experience higher manifestation? First is our closeness to God, intimacy with God. Number two is light from scripture. Number three is association with the loving. Number four is vibrancy in the spirit. And number five, the joy of giving. Or the joy of impact. There is something that keeps the lover loving and keeps the giver giving. Something apart from the things we have just mentioned. In addition to these factors, it is called the joy of impact, the joy of giving, the blessedness of release. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 35. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. He said, I have showed you all things. How that so laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. The fulfillment of the grateful is a motivation for giving. The joy of the recipient. The fulfillment of the grateful recipient. It is true that you are going to meet many people who are ungrateful. People you will help and they will turn against you. People that you will assist and they will begin to resist you. But you are also going to meet people whose joy is enough to keep on keeping on for others. Job chapter 29 verse 11. Job said, I'll read to verse 13. When the ear heard me, it blessed me. When the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because I delivered the poor that cried. And the fatherless and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me. And I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. That joy of the widow's song, you cannot buy it with $1 million. What it does to you. Apart from the rewards yet. Somebody say amen. We traveled to Makurdi to preach some time ago. Young lady came to greet me. And she said, I am so and so. I didn't know her. My name is so and so. I didn't know her. Then she went to my wife and said, I am so and so. And my wife said, don't you know her? We are the one paying their school fees. She and her sister, they lost their mother or their father. And nobody is able to, and there's no help. We are the ones. The other one is reading engineering also. This one is reading so and so. One has graduated already. This is the second one. I didn't know. But my joy went to another level. That you can be sending somebody to school and you are not aware. And the other one finished. Got a job in the bank. And then came to our office then in area one like 3 years ago. And said, I am my sister. My sister and I, you helped us through school. I have graduated now. I have a job, I think, with one of the banks now. And this is my first fruit. And then after that, she brought also banking relationship. Can we bank with their bank? Oh, there is nothing in this world that joy. We were in area one. I think on Tuesday. I passed through area one on Tuesday. Just to see what's going on there and the work going on. And as I came out of the door, one of the young ladies there ran to me. He said, I was on your scholarship. The evangelism team there. You are the one who sent me to school. I said to her, really? She said, yes. Really? She said, yes, sir. What did you study? She studied education. Do you have a job yet? No job yet. Okay, submit your CV. Let's see how we can assist you. If I see her now, I saw her 2 days ago, I may not know her. The other day, we were distributing empowerment for widows and those people like that at the event center there last year. Not up to 3 years yet. A woman, the moment she received her own, she did hand like this. Jesus. Hey. Now, when I saw that sight, rivers of tears exploded from my eyes. What she was saying, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it. I sobbed. My wife put her hand on my back. It's enough. I was so uncontrollably. I said, this little thing means such a world to this woman. How many are in this position like this with no help? I vowed to help as many as God will enable me as long as He lends us breath. That joy, what it does to you. When we went to that village and they had not tap water or potable drinking water for over 200 years. People had river blindness, blind people everywhere. And when we pumped that water for the first time, And they began to, and fresh water came. And the chief of the land and everybody said, this village has been here for over 200 years. This is the first time we have water to drink. It is not up to 1 hour drive from here. Kuje, if you go to Kuje, it's not up to 30 minutes from Kuje here. The place we are talking about. They said they have not had water over 200 years of existence of these blind people everywhere. River blindness. The joy that they received. If you saw the water dirty, the joy that they saw. If I don't have another reward, seeing their joy, I am rewarded. Am I communicating? You don't know the joy of living until you know the joy of giving. Write it down. You don't know at all. You don't know. You don't understand the real joy of living until you understand the joy of giving. Until you understand what it means to make life better for people. Until you understand what it means to enhance the quality of people's lives. Let us go. Most of the things we are doing resumes now as the lockdown is unlocked. During the lockdown season, we're out. I think we did more welfare than any other season because the calls kept coming. Beloved, three things I will say. Number one, in my counsel, start from where you are with the walk and walk of love. Start from where you are. You don't need to be a millionaire, a billionaire. God spoke to Abraham, from where you are, look. Genesis chapter 13, verse 15. Start from where you are. Start from verse 14. Start from where you are. And the Lord said unto Abraham, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are. Where you are. Where you are. From the place where you are. Where you are. You can't give anybody any financial assistance. You can give them prayer assistance. You can give them moral assistance. You remember the story, funny story. One picture, one time when we snapped and I carried my wife in my hand. I'm sure some of you remember that picture. And one woman came and asked the husband to carry her. And the volumes are not the same. So the husband said, you know, this is a very, very difficult request that you are making, but I will also lift you up. I will lift you up, but I will lift you up in prayers. Lifting is lifting. Oh yeah, I lift you up in prayers. Hallelujah. So you may not have cash to give, but you have prayer to give. Am I communicating? That is the aim of that story. You have counsel to give. You have wisdom to give. You have encouragement to give. You have a word of admonition, a word of exhortation. Beloved, don't give up. God is on the throne. There is nobody who looks up to God that is permitted to look down in shame. They looked up to him and they were enlightened and their faces were not ashamed. Let me give you a counsel. If you are just on your own and just randomly somebody occurred to you, a brother, a sister, a friend, somebody, a relation, somewhere, pick the phone, call them. You don't know whether they are passing through a period at that time. You don't know whether there is an issue that needs attention. You may not even have a word. Hello? You just came to my mind now. I don't know what it is, but I just wanted to call to find out how you are doing and to let you know God is on. You will be shocked at what some people will tell you. And I want you to try it from today, tomorrow, and just try it. You will be shocked at what your village cousin will tell you what your relation will tell you. Some people might tell you, actually, I was contemplating suicide. Some people will tell you, for the last 5 days, I have been so depressed. I don't think that God cares. I don't think that anybody cares. I was just thinking that this life is not worth it. Then your call just came. You could save a soul. You could save a life. You could save a destiny. You could change somebody's story by just a text. Just a reach out. And you can just, okay, let me pray a prayer with you. Let's be in agreement. I pray with you today. Whatever that, and two of four shall agree as touching a thing, and it shall be established. I pray in agreement with you. Whatever that situation is, I declare it arrested right now. I ask that Jehovah will intervene in your life. And you will be shocked what God will do. You don't need to be a prophet to do what I just said. You just need to be led of the Holy Spirit. As many as are led of the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Am I communicating? One midnight I was studying the scripture, and as I came across a particular scripture, a particular man's name just popped up. This was like around 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. And so I sent him a message, because I knew to be late at that time of the night. I sent him a message, sent him that scripture, and then just gave a few exhortation back at that scripture. The next day he called me. He said, this scripture I gave him now, with another scripture that coincidentally I had spoken to him years ago. He said that those two scriptures, the Holy Ghost gave them to him like 5 years ago. He said, I can quote them without reading it. I didn't need to read it when you sent it. He said, I recite them continuously. He said, this is God assuring me that what he said to me is true and it will come to pass. Wow. I never knew. I mean, I'm just on my own reading Bible, studying the scripture, and then somebody's name just popped up and his picture just popped up, and then I sent it to him. Start from where you may not have the money. You may not have physical things, but start from where you are with the walk and walk of love. Number two, employ the various facilitators enumerated. Employ them. Closeness with God, insight from the word, association with the loving, vibrancy in the spirit. Exercise yourself in giving and see the joy of giving on the faces of people. Finally, number three, maintain consistency. Continue to grow steadily. Maintain consistency. What we do occasionally is not what changes our lives, but what we do consistently. Maintain consistency. Continue to grow steadily. You are at a level now. Very soon you will come to the level where you will touch lives and touch a whole community, touch a whole family, touch a whole generation. And people will thank God that your mother gave birth to you. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. You receive something today, say amen. You receive something today, say amen. You believe that God spoke to you today, say a louder amen. Why not lift up your hands and let's appreciate God for what we have received tonight? Let's appreciate God for what we have received tonight. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's magnify him. We worship you. We adore you. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Thank you. Of people. Some of us people don't expect us to be alive now. They don't expect us even to smile at all now. But we see that saith it and is coming to pass. When the Lord confirmeth it not, he frustrates the tokens of liars and makes diviners mad, disappointing the devices of the crafty, so their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Lift your hands and your voice. Appreciate God for this, for his love for us. Appreciate him for his love for you. Appreciate him for his love for us. Closer to yourself, Lord, in relationship. Open my eyes to see things out of scripture I have not seen before, that will enhance my walk of love. Help me, Lord, with the right association that will assist me in the walk of love. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Irrigate my heart with the love of God. Help me, Lord, to understand the joy of impact, the joy of giving, the joy of touching lives. I receive that grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God right now. Pray in the Spirit. Vibrancy in the Spirit. Open your mouth in the Spirit. Open your mouth and pray. Father, receive your help to love. Mahashana For everyone here tonight, love is life, love is power, loving is release. Wherever the enemy has tied you, tied your life, tied your destiny, the yoke is broken.
command all pains to dissolve. Arthritis disappear. That migraine headache just left now. Lower back condition just got healed. Every tension in your body, hypertension, just disappeared right now. You are here tonight. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Loving others is meaningless, cannot even easily flow until you love Jesus. You make him the center of your life. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly step forward at the count of seven. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus as Lord. As you come with your Bibles, you come with your things. You are bound by tobacco, smoking, alcoholism, pornographic things, immoral things, masturbation things. You want the yoke broken. You come forward here and let's pray for you. You are here, you backslid, and you want to return back to God. Also step forward and let us pray for you.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Oh,
quickly come forward. One,
I freely two, give. I will
three,
ever love and trust him.
Keep coming, four.
His presence daily.
Six people, for the sake of I have not even mentioned nothing about communion, but you're already moving. Hold on, let's follow instructions. Thank you, masters. Place your right hand on your chest, lift up your two hands, and say, lift up the other hand and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for help and mercy. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you. I break the hold of sin over your life. Grace to live for God be released upon you.